This is the voice of Carnage, and you are listening to Carnage Cast.
Hi everyone, welcome to episode 7 of Carnage Cast. This time we return once more to our actual play series of Arkham Horror with Dan, Hunter, Jessica, and myself. Let's join the Hardy investigators right where we left them, at the top of a new round.
And now it is upkeep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Hunter, I'm going to go before you. So I'll just come over to the asylum and get that money from you.
Or you could just wait there and then buy it on your...
Next turn?
Well, this is your movement. So if you stay where you are and
right.
I move on your encounter, you'll be able to buy it.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense.
So I would say
that does make sense.
Do I want to do anything with this? He really needs something. He's just useless. He's got a lot of clue tokens, but he's got no stuff. Okay, I think I'm done with my upkeeping.
I'm ready.
Actually, I'm moving my lore up one because I have so much plus luck. Okay, so then, movement phase.
Dave. Tyler, what are you going to do?
She's got to try to murder.
Okay.
Kate,
so I can try and kill this thing.
Yep.
Yeah, and if I fail, who the f*** cares? I can go wherever I want.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm making a lore. I'm doing my movement, making a lore minus 3 check to use the Livre Divin. I succeed. All right, my movement is here. I get to discard this book and search the spell deck for spell of my choice.
Ooh.
So are you technically in the South Streets, or do you have to be in that block?
I am in the Historical Society.
I will do this while the rest of you move.
Because Ursula Downs is already
blessed.
Okay, my turn.
Patrice is staying put. Mark pops out. Can you hand me Mark?
Mark comes out in the unnameable.
Do I have to fight the color now?
No.
No. Not until next turn.
Do I have to close the gate now?
Not until the encounter phase.
Okay. Your turn, Tyler.
Okay. Gloria, I'm not sure what to do with Gloria right now, in all honesty. She's got a pocket full of clues. She should probably jump in a gate. But I'm not seeing an easy way to get to one. So...
Oh, right.
She should probably start moving south.
There's one in the graveyard. But yeah.
Dark Young and
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dimensional Shambler and a formal spawn guarding it.
Mm-hmm.
I think I should.
Isn't she a spellcaster?
Gloria, yeah.
Can she fight things?
Oh my god.
She could. I think she's just going to move back to Arkham for now because that's going to take a while anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
There are some good spells here.
Oh no, I want to give you some money, remember?
Yeah, if you want to. I'm not going up there actually.
Okay.
Because Hunter said he'd give me some money.
Right, so
but if you want to come down and give me some money, I would totally give back whatever I don't spend on my unique item.
Well, 3 will get me to the train station, and I'm not going to stop in the street, so.
Yeah.
We'll have to work it out after that.
Okay.
That's cool.
And now Kate is going to attempt to not die right now.
That's a good idea. You want these?
Yeah, I like your plan.
I'm not certain what to do here because I have.
Philip, if the lane first.
I was thinking
that's more damaging to all of us.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What does the Chthonian do?
That's the, on a roll of 4, 5, or 6,
oh,
we all lose
damage.
A sanity or a stamina.
Is it 5 or 6, or is it really 4, 5, or 6?
4, 5, 6.
Yeah, it's like
if
a
you
50-50
chance
to lose
a warlock, you get
2
clue tokens, I believe, right?
I know, I thought this was a ghost, though, and I was like, I can't, I would have to use the spell to
kill
the
warlocks
ghost.
Are easy
you can pop the warlock. Well, he's got magical immunity, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, but I thought it was a ghost, and I was going to have to use a spell, but Uncle Arthur here will be much easier to take down.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go Chthonian first.
There are some great spells in this deck.
So, I get to die from Will.
Livre Divin, I get to pick the spell of my choice.
Kate's going to take on the Chthonian first. She gets a die for Will. She passes.
Nice.
And then I'm going to cast the Dread Curse of Azathoth, which is 3 dice to cast.
Hunter. If I pick that, I can cast it for free. Because my spells cost 1 less sanity for me.
That's a fail.
That's a good deal.
I don't know if I want it, though. I have this other spells, too, you know?
What is...
Well, Charlie Kane likes the money.
Yeah, but you've got to get all the money you need with your thing.
If I don't give it all to Jess.
True.
Okay, I just failed my spell.
You could also take...
You failed your spell.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It is.
Use some of Patrice's 1 clue token.
Yeah, some of her 1 clue token.
Yeah, I don't know if...
I think you should.
I'm going to wait for Jessica.
Yeah.
As much as I would like to just help myself.
Were you using Fist of Yawg-Sothoth? No, you're using Spectral Razor.
No, this is Dread Curse.
But you were using Spectral Razor earlier.
Gloria did.
Fist of Yawg-Sothoth is great.
Plus X, I used that for one of my guys. I don't know. It's only the number of successes you roll in your spell check.
Yeah, but if you do really well, it's awesome.
But I could just take Shriveling, where it's just a blanket plus six. Not worry about how many successes I get. I think that's a better spell, because my max is seven. And this is, you know, automatically six. Forced Learning. Cast and discard to get a skill. I don't think I need that.
Skills are too random.
And also, you can get extra skills in this game with
the thing.
With the thing.
Miskatonic.
Find Gate is good.
Actually, no, we don't have to set up location. We could be using the science building.
We just need the trophies.
Yeah.
Wither? I don't think I need Wither.
Are you browsing for a spell?
Yes, the Lever Devon lets you pick your spell. Your choice. Yeah, nice. Greater Banishment? Do I want that again? Flush more monsters?
I don't think
we need it. We're starting to kill
them. What happens to you if you're lost in time and space?
I forget.
Nothing.
You spend a turn out in the penalty box.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And Yawg-Sothoth is the dude, you just die.
Even if I lose to this creature, I can go wherever I want. I mean, I'm essentially trapped down there.
Mm-hmm.
Wizard Watley doesn't
cast an exhaust to reroll one skill check you just made. Cast an exhaust
to clear out the streets.
Gain plus six to combat checks. Cast an exhaust to gain $3. I could take Bless again and take care of Charlie's Curse. I don't think I want to do that. It's one shot.
All I'm doing is moving around. I'm not fighting anything as of right now.
I don't think I need Find Gate because it's not that amazing.
Yeah, but we'd like you to fight stuff. You're well armed.
I've got a gun. I've got a carbine.
What do those guys do for you? Plus one will, plus one speed,
plus one luck.
Basically, you've got all kinds of good to move around.
I do have
and,
good
to avoid monsters and avoid scary monsters.
That helps. Yeah.
Sorry, is it my turn?
No, it is. It is your turn to make a slight decision.
Yeah, we reached a decision point for you.
Yeah.
I was trying to kill the Chthonian, and I failed my spell check.
Yeah, you want my last one?
Please?
Yes.
Thank you. Now I'm going to do something different. I'm going to roll two dice, and the black one counts.
What?
I feel like it shakes them up more.
Okay.
He likes the rattle.
Sure, knock it out. Nope.
Aww.
That was a fail. Okay.
That's it.
Lose my brains. And then the Chthonian chews me for three, which sends me to the hospital.
Yep.
Okay,
at least you sealed that gate.
Yep. And it really got me out of the historical.
Do you wish an injury or a...
Did you kill either of these?
Mm-mm.
No.
I could have taken the Warlock out, but I went Chthonian first.
Do you wish an injury or a to take the effects?
I'm thinking. It's half my money, right? Or is it all my money?
It's half your money and half your items, I believe.
I would rather do that.
Okay. I've divided my spell choice down to two spells. Shriveling or Alchemical Process?
Shriveling is good.
Plus six combat. Alchemical Process plus $3.
Shrivel.
These are both essentially free for me.
Shrivel.
Yeah, I think so.
Wait, what does it do?
It gives me plus six to my combat.
Nice.
Alchemical Process lets me get $3 every upkeep. Dexter Drake had that spell once when I was playing him. And when you succeed at his thing, he gets the same, like, all spells cost one sanity left. Dexter Drake had, like, $20 by the end of the game. Yes. He's cast every round.
Could you file those, please?
Yep.
People were always like,
Flesh Ward, I never
Dax, I need money. Okay. I'm turning lead to gold over here.
Apparently, show business really paid off.
It did.
Speaking of which, you should watch the Nathan in Las Vegas.
So this Misfits, how many seasons is it up to?
This is the second season.
And it's are they British seasons, six episodes?
I think there are eight or nine. Yeah.
Okay, so but shortish.
Yeah.
They're like, short.
But not 22 minutes? Like America.
No, like max 10. Okay. I think it was like 8 or 9.
I'm kind of getting to the point where I dig the British season. Like 22 episodes in a season.
I would rather have like 8 really well done episodes than 22 where some were really good and some were like just half-assed filler because they have to do 22 episodes.
I agree. Mm. Yeah.
It's true.
Okay. As long as it pays off like that, I'm all
for
it.
So that was
Ursula's turn.
Yes, Ursula.
1, 2.
You gonna yith it up?
Why not?
Oh, you're still blessed. All right.
Here you go. Don't they have a convention for that, you think?
Yes, they do! This is the very special Brony conventions.
God in heaven. All right, Will, minus one. So if I fail at this, I'm going to end up lost in time and space. So, it's a success. All right,
I think you should call those Bronticles.
Now I actually have to fight it. All right, so 2, and I'm going
to... I'd just like to say...
out of it.
Bow chicka wow wow.
4, 5, 6, 7, minus 2. We're going to go
For shame. Why aren't you wearing your fez?
I didn't think of it. Where's your fez?
It's at home. I never think to wear it.
5, 5, 5, 5, and a 1.
Why can't I roll like
Are
that?
Are you blessed?
Yeah.
Nice.
You have slain the Ithian.
All right.
You didn't even get his rifle.
Good work, You just need to kill one more monster, Ursula.
And then 3 blue tokens, because I just lost them.
Yeah, but you can shoot up there and grab those easy.
Not without money.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah, I can give you money.
We'll see how it goes. Actually, okay. I can hop in there and torch those guys, too.
So Daisy Kate.
So Ursula.
One of them, and then I could beat the warlock to death with the empty
canister. Warlock has magical immunity. Oh, so yeah, you could beat
it. It's a flamethrower. Yeah. I don't need no magic.
Charlie,
I forget the exhaust.
Everything Charlie. Burns.
Going to the curiosity shop.
There you go.
Give me money.
There you go. Buy yourself something nice.
Thanks.
Give him back the change.
Yeah, definitely.
I will.
Definitely need the back.
Yeah.
Okay, now it is...
Actually, here's... Here, you go.
Roland.
Okay, I'll buy myself something nice, but I'll give you all the change. Yeah, and, like, nice. If you want any of my other
there's
stuff,
nothing to
you
do. Roland is becoming so totally useless. Where can he find a weapon?
In Dunwich?
The village shop, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And just going by the icons, the bridge.
Bridge is dangerous.
I think you should go to Wizard's Hill. Go to the village.
Why Wizard's Hill?
Because something terrible could happen, and that'd be awesome.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
So I don't have $4. So the village is no good to me.
So the bridge or Wizard's Hill?
You didn't get your upkeep?
If you have less than two, you gain $1.
Less than two.
So once he's at $2, he's fine. I think I'm going to have to go to Bishopsbrook Bridge and start heading elsewhere. What was the movement there?
Three.
So I can spend one and go to the train station, where they have items. I'm doing that.
Good choice.
Okay. Ruby Standish is not helping very much either. I'm not sneaking much. Okay, good. Excellent. That was Roland. So now it's encounter phase. Daisy doesn't have one yet. Patrice, where are you?
Patrice is going to buy some curiosities.
You got the gruesome talisman. $5 plus 2 to horror checks. That's nice. Mm. Dole Chance. Nice spell. Nice tome.
I don't like to cast spells.
This is good.
I don't have
that much sanity. Exhaust and spend 2 movement to make a lower minus 2 check. If you pass, gain an ally, lose 2 sanity, and discard Dole Chance.
Mm.
And the last one is the 7 Cryptical Books of Hassan. Mm. Exhaust instead of spending a sanity when casting a spell. Your lowest cost is $5. I would recommend the Dole Chance over the Gruesome Talisman, personally.
Why?
Because allies are great.
Yeah, but I lose 2 sanity.
Well, then give it to me. I don't lose 2 sanity. Or buy the Gruesome Talisman. That ain't bad either. The 7 Cryptical Books of Hassan is pretty useless for you.
I think I want the Gruesome Talisman, and I like that I don't have to discard it.
That's good. Then you should buy it.
All right. This I will do. It is $5.
Somebody completed their story.
And shall I read it?
Yes. Read both the intro and then like the actual success.
Okay. So the intro is... Whatever this presence was that kept hounding her, Patrice knew that she had to get rid of it before something unpleasant happened. According to her gypsy friend, somewhere in this town there was something that could help her, and she would find it no matter what it took.
You mean her Roma friend, if we're not being racist?
Yeah, this game is super racist. Rhythm Restored.
You should see a Call of Cthulhu game.
Smiling.
No, I don't think so.
It's historically accurate.
Patrice closed her eyes and basked in the music as her bow flew across the strings, unbothered once more. I gained 5 clue tokens.
Holy
like a George O'Keefe metaphor?
Yes.
My bow's going across my string, oh yeah.
Can I give him back this money now?
Yes.
Technically that's during movement, but... Yeah, during next movement. No, you can't.
All right.
Because I have to be done during movement.
Okay.
And during his encounter, he could use it to buy something, so...
Right.
Good.
Sorry, I'll give it back to you at some point, though.
All right, Mark Harrigan.
Or to Ursula.
All right, Mark. You need to make a fight or will check, or lore check at -1.
I will make a fight check. I need 5 dice.
And this is to seal the unnameable.
Yep.
We're just some clue bastards.
I don't mind it at all.
1, 2 successes.
Nice.
Awesome. Your token.
Thank
Pay
you.
5 clue tokens and we'll seal this location.
In what, triangle?
Yeah, which means the Chthonian's dead.
Thank God for that.
And you killed the Ithian, so he's not.
Markham's a little more manageable right now.
Yeah.
Can I kill the color out of space?
Goodbye, Warlock.
Technically, that's supposed to be next round. Or right. She can't fight the color now, can she?
No, that's movement.
Yeah.
He's not going to move, though, right?
Right.
No, right.
Sweet.
Green guys never move.
No, they never go
anywhere. That green guy.
That green guy
never goes anywhere. Right.
The green guys all have strange movement. Okay, so that was Mark. So who's after Mark? Gloria. Where are you, Gloria? Train station.
Ding, ding.
Goes the trolley.
I don't have...
Do you want to have an encounter?
Wait, are we moving or encountering right now?
We're encountering.
We're encountering, so I have to have one.
Train station. Bill Washington comes up to you and offers to sell you a rail pass. Just $3 and you can ride the trail all you want for a month. If you accept, pay $3 and take the rail pass card.
That's a tempting offer.
That's a really good deal.
Very tempting offer.
I think I'm going to take that.
Yeah,
you're the first person I've ever seen buy a rail pass.
Me too.
I've never even seen the rail pass come up.
I think it's only one or two encounters.
Yeah.
Send that down.
I always thought it was a really neat thing.
So what does it do? You just ride for free? Yeah. Damn.
Thanks, Bill.
Not bad.
Nice. You're going to get so many clue tokens.
I hope so.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to go visit that Glen.
Have you even been in an outer world yet?
No, that's the annoying part.
What is wrong with you?
She really should be going into another world right now, but I can't get to any of the gates.
Yeah.
Okay, so after Gloria is Kate. Kate, are you buying back your brains? Are your staminas?
Yeah, I'm buying up my staminas.
Technically, Ursula Downs needs clue tokens, too, and I don't see how I'm going
to
get...
Go to the Silver Twilight Lodge.
After fighting through Wizard Watt.
I can maybe kill Wizard Watt. No, I can't get anywhere.
Well, maybe clue tokens will appear I'm going to kill the warlock first, anyway, so it doesn't make a difference.
So, you don't have an encounter because you're in the street. Charlie Kane. Encounter, I take it?
Yeah.
Would you hand me a... I read to you, right? Yeah, I do.
Which one?
Orange.
You are uncursed. No, that would be a little too
crazy. A pulsing void gapes behind a bookshelf, sending out waves of heat.
I throw my Zug into it.
Charlie, you're a
what? Dick. What's that, boy? There's a pulsating portal?
Timmy's on the other side?
Pass a fight minus one check, or it sucks you in, hurling you into the abyss.
The abyss?
Yeah.
Come on, six.
At least you can hang out with
six.
Me.
Okay.
What would have happened if you passed? You would have been sucked into the abyss, had an encounter, and then spat back out. So you missed out on an encounter in the abyss.
Good job.
Yeah, that's not necessarily
way
a bad
to be
thing.
You. Okay, Roland Banks is at
West,
the train station.
Stick your head in there and tell me what's
train
going on.
Train station for Roland Banks.
It's orange again.
Yes, it is.
I think you should just call him Baldrick.
Yeah.
What, Roland?
No, his
actually, Dr. West hooks me up with painkillers and prescription medication.
This train is reserved to rafts. You all that leap back onto the platform as the train begins to chug out of the station, fading from existence before your eyes. Choose a monster on an open gate and return it to the monster cup. That
only one. Bye-bye, Dark Young.
Nice.
Dark, the Great Hall of Celiana is a good place.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy. I mean, it's not the best place. That's the City of the Great Race.
So you put a monster on the train? Is that what you did?
Yep. Ding, ding, ding goes the trolley. Monster, monster, monster goes to hell. Actually, no, the City of the Great Race, the Great Hall of Celiana, is the least offensive of the Outer Worlds.
Why?
The City of the Great Race.
Blue and green are the least blue and green are the least brutalizing of the encounters.
Those conical gastropods are
Not so bad.
The most hospitable of the worst.
So, Daisy, are you going to have an encounter in the Abyss?
I believe it is my turn for that, isn't it? Everybody else is having
no one else is in the.
All right, so blue
reds.
And blue or red.
Red. Where are you, the abyss?
Yes, okay, I
am. Other. Pass a speed minus one check to grab the carving before it falls. Draw one spell.
Die.
Nice.
Cool.
No.
I will spend a clue token.
Yeah,
it's a pretty nice
considering
carving.
The fact that you're hoarding them. Really, just time to cash out, Dan.
isn't this a metaphor for the current economic crisis?
I'll spend one more clue token. All right, that's
easy. Is the 1%?
I mean, nothing bad happens. You just
I got five to seal it, and one for spares.
Yeah,
it's always good to have a
kind
of clue token because clue tokens are useful.
A little walking around clue.
Yeah, just a little walking around tokens.
Right.
Okay, so now it is the mythos phase, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Terrible things.
Yep.
Break in, it kneels. Okay, the gate opens at the Silver Twilight Lodge, one of the last places that without a clue. You get that clue token, because you get one when gates open.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Our friends... Oh, count the monsters in
Arkham
real quick, would you?
What's the thing?
I'll get to that. Count the monsters.
4, 5, 6.
Oh, we're plus 5.
7.
We got a
there's
rat thing.
One.
Nice.
There's one under Mark.
Yeah.
And a Gug.
Okay. Gug.
Where was this? Silver Twilight. So the Gug will not move, but the rat thing will.
Carl Sanford.
Carl Sanford.
Okay, so movement is circle, white, square, diamond, black.
Circle,
square, diamond, black.
Okay.
Oh, Hunter.
These rifts are just not happening.
Circle, white. These are circles, yeah.
Where did that thing come from?
That came from right here.
Oh, it's a fast move.
Yep. Oh, and Wizard Wattley's coming to say hey, too.
And this one, too?
No, it only moved. It came out and moved one. That square on that dimensional shambler goes on black. And what's on the form of spawn? Is that a hex?
Yeah.
And there's no monsters on the other boards? No freaking activity up there.
No.
Okay, good. So, the clue appears at Neil's Curiosity Shop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And thieves carelessly break a dangerous artifact, releasing two monsters into the South Shore streets.
Yay.
And what do they release? They release a skeleton.
That's bad.
And the God of the Bloody Tongue. No. A Spectral Hunter.
Whoa.
Spectral Hunter's interesting. A little bit tough. When you kill it, you return it to the box and get $5. So apparently you can sell its body. Okay, these go on the South Shore streets. The Spectral Hunter will move on black. So where's that? That's Central Hill.
Yep. So the Spectral Hunter.
Central Hunter's waiting for you.
He's yellow. He doesn't move.
Correct. Yes. Good point.
He's just going to haunt the South Shore.
You just sit there being a dick. Okay. The button moves to Patrice Hathaway. And hold on. The vision of Hypnos that we have is in the dream. I gave an hourglass to the bank teller for a handful of coins. Only as I was leaving did I realize the hourglass was my life. Clue at the Bank of Arkham.
Cool. Just one?
Yes. It's always just one with this.
Oh, I thought they were placing two for a while.
Some of them do two.
Mm-hmm. You said doo-doo.
Oh, wait.
So it's now, well, you're going to have no problem getting up here. You only can get, you can't claim Wizard Wattley, though.
It's true.
But if you can kill that Shog...
All right, so it's upkeep time?
Yes.
Citizen Kane, no. Crystal Downs, yes.
He's just so preoccupied with that damn sled.
Really is. I'm going to be stuck here anyway, so... Speed might as well go to here. I wish... Fight.
Cannot get to a gate.
Can stay where it is. My lord can stay where it is.
When I get out of this gate, I'm going to start to kill. I have an enchanted blade and a shriveling. That's +10 combat.
Maybe you could just share that stuff.
Two, three.
Come to the abyss. I will give you things.
I would love to get to the abyss at this point.
Oh, wait, so should I go?
I think it's still upkeep, but if everybody's done.
I'm just about done.
But yes, I will give somebody my enchanted blade.
I feel like we need to concentrate on monster sleeping. Because it's too hard to get around town right now.
It is. We need to kill monsters.
Okay. Mr. What's his face can do that.
Can I have my money back?
Yeah.
Well, this is the turn you have to worry about the color.
Yeah, I'm keeping $2 because I had $2 originally.
Okay.
And I kind of want to go up there. What's that?
You should give him at least one of them.
Well, at this point, I only have $12, so it's not going to do me any good.
Oh, yeah. You need, how much do you need?
I need 15.
Why do you need 15?
In order to complete my story.
I can give you money.
I need to spend $15 at the newspaper to become, you know, politician.
I can give you $2.
That'd be great. Where are you?
I'm at the train station. Meet you at the newspaper?
I'm already leaving. I'm going to the River Docks this turn.
Okay, so I'm going to go
The mummy's in the way.
I'm sneaking past the mummy.
Three. Shit, I should have done 4. Can I change my thing?
Yeah,
why not? Sure. Going into the hospital or whatever?
Congregational hospital.
Yeah, you need to gather clues.
I can't give you as much anymore, but I have a couple bucks on the way by.
Oh, does that count?
Yeah, because you moved through my space. Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, you should totally give Charlie some of that, some extra money. Then.
Well, now I can't, because I'm away from Charlie. True. But I'll give you some more money.
I'll give you these $2.
Well, I've got to go to the River Docks and then come back.
And Mark has money, too, so I can give you... Yeah. Mark can give you money.
Okay, so where's Mark going? Oh, Mark
is
going to
stay and fight.
Shoot her!
Okay.
What, the color's a girl?
So, I automatically...
As much as it has any gender.
...fail the horror check, but I use my mental fortitude...
That's good.
...to add one success to the result. But wait, don't I need 3 successes?
What?
My f***ing endurance card. I could have exhausted it to get that last success.
Oh, fuck.
No, you only need one success on a horror check.
Okay, cool.
Oh,
so I'm going to...
It's so easy to forget all these little cards.
I'll do that. Yep. I'm going to get another coat.
It has physical immunity, so that means I have six dice. And it is dead.
Hooray! You killed the color out of space. What'd you kill it with?
My bare hands.
You tore that color to pieces. Kaboom!
So I can't move anymore after that, right?
Right.
All right. Where are you going?
I don't know. Gloria? She's at the train station. She just bought a train pass. She can go anywhere she wants.
Oh, that's true. What? You could clean up in the... Oh, you said you wanted to either fight some monsters or go into a gate.
I don't want to fight monsters. I want other people to fight monsters
so
I can
get
two
gates.
Mm. But I think at this point...
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I may as well just go to Dunwich.
Yeah, you might as well just get some clues.
Yep. And maybe I'll trip a gate in the process.
Yeah.
That would be bad.
There you go.
I'm also going to bust out the fancy alcohol when dinner time rolls around.
Oh.
What fancy alcohol?
This is weird ale that my friend Carl gave me from the New Glarus Brewing Company.
Where's that?
Wisconsin.
Nice.
And it's a raspberry tart, it's called.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
It's sealed with wax.
Mm.
It's kind of cool.
Sounds fancy.
All right, Gloria is going to go on a cross-country journey to get some writerly inspiration.
Book tour?
Just like, nobody's buying books in Dunwich.
Is it like Herman Cain? Book tour?
I couldn't comment. So, one to the bridge, and then two, three, four to Cold Spring Glen.
Okay, that's a safe location.
To you mop up the clue tokens.
You have a lot of clue tokens.
I do, and I'd love to get into a gate, so I'm hoping I fall into one.
Yeah.
Save some of those for me, would you?
Where's Kate going?
Kate is stuck in the hospital.
Oh, she's still there.
And is that the rat thing next to the lodge?
Yes, it's a rat thing.
I hate the rat thing.
The rat thing is you have to discard an item in order to even fight it.
Yeah, not doing that. Because it's my gun.
Here, rat. Oh, you can discard the spell.
Kate doesn't have any clues.
I'd honestly rather murder it with the spell, but I like having the gun.
I didn't want the gun, yes.
Actually, I'm down to three brains. I should not do that.
You could go to the magic shop, the woods. You could go to the university. There's stuff here.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to the library. Because I can't trigger any of the Miskatonic stuff yet. Because I
Send
need that other
down to Tyler.
Trophy. To get
so
my
you're
story.
In the library.
No, you get with five. With
but I need it for my story.
Oh.
Where's Ursula going?
Ursula has to fight. Or sneak. In the city, you must fight to survive. Ursula Downs is little tortilla boy.
Here are your monsters, Ursula.
Fun times.
I suggest
what
you
are you fighting?
Shoot Tyler. Could you pass the oils?
All right. Wizard Whatley, first and foremost.
Yeah, Wally's not that dire.
Three minus two is one. I have a 50-50 chance.
I was hoping to kill him.
Take that mother down.
That's a success. Not afraid of him. And I'm going to set him on fire.
Don't set him on fire. Oh, this is Shagos physically immune?
Yeah, he has physical resistance. And he's nightmarish.
Because if you save the... If he has resistance, you might want to save the flamethrower for the Shagos. Fine.
Hunter has made the hush gesture.
Hush gesture. Daddy's talking. 7, 8, 9, 10. So I get 7 dice. 4, 5, 6, 7. I need 2 successes. Whoops.
Stop.
You know who's good to kill? Barnabas Marsh.
Yeah. It could give you something.
Holy shit, look at those 6s and 5s.
He takes a doom token off the track.
Wizard Whatley just got killed.
And you learned how to lure monsters.
Oh, joy.
Not that's
you
need help.
I don't
that's
understand
exactly
why you
need
that spell.
What I
shouldn't
need.
Just be, hey, over here!
Yeah, right. You think of my flamethrower.
But those monsters
off
are very lazy, though. They don't chase you very often.
No.
Some of them do, but most of them are like, they're just there.
That's what the stalkers are for.
Yeah. Or no, like the Hound of Tindalos chases people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the stories, they do.
Well, he teleports around the board.
No, in the game, yes, a lot of them will come after you somewhat. But in the stories, most of the monsters aren't very active. They're just kind of where they are, and people stumble across them, and then they get killed.
Yep.
Or driven insane, or kill the monster, or whatever. The only really active monsters I can think of are Hounds of Tindalos and the Dunwich Horror.
Now I need to sneak away from the Shoggoth
with
a minus one, so I have 2 sneak...
You can
can't see me!
You can succeed on everything but that one horrible, horrible turn.
That one horrible, horrible turn that had I used my endurance card, I would have succeeded at.
Yeah.
Did you get to move now? No, because you fought Watley, so he can't move. No.
Once you fight, you're done.
All right. Who's after us?
I'm
Charlie.
Really pissed about that. All right.
Cheer up, Charlie.
1, 2. Let's see if I can do the same thing for this.
Yes.
Sneaking 2, and I need to roll a 6. Some of this doesn't seem like such a good idea.
Go to town.
Yeah, whatever. No!
Yeah, research materials.
Research materials.
Look at this. I have some research. Let me try this again.
One more clue token, because why not?
There you go.
Sneak past him to the river docks.
The van calling. Down by the river.
When in doubt, throw a zoo at it. All right.
All right, Roland.
Now he's trapped in there.
Man, what is Roland going to do?
Fortunately, Mark Harrigan's in your neighborhood. You'll be fine.
No kidding. Mark Harrigan's going to come out burning. 2 flamethrowers this game. I'm feeling kind of good about that.
Really makes up for the lack of Tommy guns.
-2 up. Nah, I can't do that. Well, I have a lot of clue tokens, so maybe I could do it.
What is this?
Dimensional Shambler.
Oh.
What's the fight modifier on that?
-2. If you lose, you get lost in time and space.
And what's the hit points?
Just 1.
So I get 1 die. But I have 6 clue tokens. It's not worth it. I need to go somewhere. Well, maybe I could kill the mummy with all my clue tokens. Nope, couldn't.
Mother.
Well, I guess I'm going to go to the... Stay right here and hope for an item.
Staying in the train station.
Yeah.
Good plan.
It's not that great. Daisy comes out.
Boop.
And it's the encounter phases. We'll skip Patrice, I guess, for the moment. We'll start with you. You know that Jessica reads them to you.
What?
Can do my
no. Doc. Hunter reads to you. Yeah.
She's so, okay. Coming back down, man.
Momentarily.
Oh, yeah, okay, she's moving down.
Where is Patrice?
Patrice? I don't know. Where is Patrice?
Oh, she's up at the hospital.
Oh, the
I
hospital.
Get to read something.
Hey, sorry, you guys.
It's over here.
Oh.
Is it encounter time?
Yep.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
You came just in time.
For Patrice Hathaway.
Patrice, you seem like you've got a level head. Care to help me with an experiment?
Sure.
If you pass a lore -2 check or discard research materials, Dr. Herbert West offers to join you and thanks for your assistance. If he's not available because he's off helping a mare, gain 3 monster trophies from the cup, ignoring endless.
That's nice.
I pass.
Kaboom.
Nice. Well, you can't have West.
Here,
he's
have these
taken.
Dead bodies.
Yeah. Have some corpses. And you get... Occultist, ignoring endless.
Cultists aren't endless.
Because of Neonathotep. A crawling one. It's not that good so far.
Give her the bloody tongue.
I'm hoping for the god of the bloody tongue.
That'd be nice.
And no, but it's a werewolf.
Werewolf.
Which are also irritating. Here you go.
Cool.
Remember Wes is like, hey, I have these dead guys laying around.
Nobody leaves the hospital without a corpse.
Can't seem to make these ones. Okay, good.
Right.
Where is Mark? Mark is in the Unnameable, so you have to have an encounter there, I guess.
May I have a
green card? I can't, even though I just closed the gate?
Yes, because you closed the gate last round.
Yeah.
It's true. May I have a green card?
Oh, yes.
And then you kill the monster.
Please, I would love to stay in this country. May I have a green card? Entering one of the rooms, you see a chess set sitting on a table. In growing horror, you watch as the pieces begin moving by themselves and shattering into splinters as they are captured. Fleeing the house, you move to the street.
Yay!
Oh, it's even more terrifying.
Now, next
outside.
Round, you have to fight a mummy.
Yeah, that's fun.
I can do that.
Yeah, that's what I thought
He's
about Ursula.
We were really basically hoping that you would
You
do
got
that.
What, a flamethrower and some fists? That's what I have.
I have a Molotov cocktail.
That's
and I have a mental fortitude.
You can't use the Molotov cocktail, though, because the flamethrower is two-handed.
Well, that's true.
You can't throw the Molotov and then...
Which is just too bad.
But the flamethrower in your fight should be more than enough. I just rolled really shit.
Yeah, you'd have bad.
Yeah.
That was my roll.
So who's after that?
Gloria. She's at the Cold Spring Glen.
Did you get anything? Did I not get
Oh, it's the long one.
I'm
moving quietly through the underbrush,
first.
You overhear a young woman talking to herself. She is fretting about some money that her uncle owes to a rather unsavory character. If you wish, you may give her $5 to pay the debt.
If you do,
she introduces herself as Karina Jones and asks if she can help you in any way. Take her ally card if it's available.
I would have done that.
If it is not, gain one skill as she teaches you something useful in exchange for your help.
Hmm.
Regrettably not, because I had to give Patrice some money.
Sorry.
No, it was my decision.
Okay. Where is Kate?
The Kate library. Kate is at the library.
Glancing over the shoulder of a dark-haired man to see the book he's reading, you're startled to see that it's written in an ancient language that only a few people, including yourself, can read. Pass a lore minus two check to absorb the information before he notices. If you pass, draw one spell. If you fail, he notices you too soon, shuts the book, and takes it with him out of the library.
You didn't check that out!
Lore minus two.
Pass.
Shush.
Your spell that you learn is... Foresee.
That's a pretty good spell.
I knew that was
Where's
coming.
The yellow?
No one likes you, Tyler.
And yet you keep inviting me over.
There's something about that.
Okay, who comes after Kate? Is Ursula?
Nope.
Yep. Charlie. Ribbidox.
Ribbidox. Come on, money encounter.
Green.
Really use a money encounter.
You gotta get $8 at the end of this.
Really want a money encounter.
Rotten food in a shipping crate. Has attracted a multitude of maggots.
How those maggots?
Jesus! How do they work?
Under the repulsive feast, you see a wad of cash.
Are you kidding me? Sweet.
Make a will minus one check to reach through the writhing mass and take $3 per success. If you fail, lose one stamina and move to the street. So you have how much? What's your will?
One.
Well, it's two, right?
Oh, wait, no, actually and three.
So it's three.
So, like
so you can get up to $9 on this. You get three dice. Your will is two, plus two, minus one.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those give you plus will.
But
check
I'm cursed.
Your zoog, man. Oh, yeah, well, true.
Yeah, I've got one, two, three, four. Minus one is three. Nope.
No.
Yeah.
Where are you?
It's the river docks on the underside. No, put it back. It's on the underside of the green.
So I failed.
Yes.
So I lose one stamina.
Oh, yes, you lose one stamina and move to the street.
Hey, there's a mummy out here.
And I get $8 anyway.
And Mark Harrigan. Yeah, so he goes out to the street. All right.
So
now
I'm so strong. Can
I'll
I stay
you
with
some,
you?
That I'll really give you some sucks. Money, Charlie Kane. Mark Harrigan has tons of money.
Oh, well, yeah, so he does.
At this point, I need...
I need an encounter at...
I need $3.
At the train station.
I can do that.
One success would have given me that.
I'll give you $3.
Sweet, thank you.
Also, Patrice had a pile
of... You got to read to me. I'm rolling banks to the train station.
Shine your shoes? A young shoe shine boy looks up at you, hopefully. If you agree, he talks about all sorts of interesting topics while shining your shoes. Pay $1 to gain 2 clue tokens.
Congratulations, you're contributing to child labor.
No problem.
Hey, it worked out in Prince of Space.
All right. Roland's got so many clue tokens. He's going to go fight a monster and just fight it with clue tokens. His...
How is it both your characters are in the 1% in the clue token
yeah,
economy?
That's...
He can't do anything. All he does is get clue tokens.
Yep.
I need to match up with somebody who's got a spare weapon like her,
yeah.
But she's down here surrounded by monsters.
If you're working for the government, you seem to be doing rather well for yourself.
All right. So now I'm going to close up this abyss thing.
Little government my ass.
That's nice.
Of course, my politician really can't say anything.
Three dice.
Three?
Yes.
There are a lot of establishment characters, aren't there?
Yeah.
She's a librarian.
Yeah. A civil servant.
Okay, I've got a fed librarian, a soldier.
This is what collective bargaining rights gets you in this country.
Half of us
gets
half
you
of
all
us
the
government
clue tokens.
The violinist
doesn't.
And this is before.
How does it feel to destroy capitalism, man?
It's great. I love it.
This game happens before the National
you
Science Foundation, so this one, my scientist, is completely working on her own.
Yep.
Hooray.
Sealed up
nice.
The witches.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Okay, hexes. Are there any hex monsters? Yes, there's the formless spawn right there.
Thank God for that.
Yes. Not him. The spawn. He's clopping up.
Nothing up here.
Nothing up there. He's blocking up some paths. Okay, goody goody.
At this point, I'm thinking about just running at the Shambler in the hopes I can teleport past via lost in time and space.
Okay, now it is,
Upkeep time?
No, Mythos, I guess.
Yeah.
Saw!
An ill wind has gripped Arkham. The clue appears at the graveyard. Monster Surge!
Monster Surge!
Wait, clue token and...
No, portal? The gate.
Ah.
Let's count the number of monsters in main Arkham. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six.
Hey.
Okay, so the monster limit is 10, so we get 4 monsters, and then everything else goes to the upskirts, gets flushed, and we raise the treasure tag. Except you can spend clue tokens to prevent that, right?
I used to be able to.
Why can't you now?
Because I don't have any clue tokens. Oh, yeah, that's true.
What do you want?
2 clue tokens, please.
Or else the treasure track goes.
The mayor's like, everybody calm down. Listen to this violin.
We get a Cho-Cho at the graveyard.
Aw, Cho-Cho.
They're kind of nice, actually. I like
them. They're really
cute. They're easy to kill, and you get an item.
Plus, they have an awesome name.
We get a Warlock at here.
More Warlocks.
Uncle Arthur.
Cho-Cho? Are these the only 2 open gates?
Yeah.
All right. We get a Goat Spawn. And we get...
Goat spawns.
Because it was a monster surge, that doesn't count as a gate opening, right?
Correct. No gate opening. A Lang Spider.
What do you need my 2 clue tokens for?
To prevent the terror level from going up.
Yes. Yep. Please do so.
Everybody, calm your
How many terror level ratchets would that trigger? Like how many steps would the terror level go up?
I think just one. I think it just fills up and then flushes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's only one.
What power is that?
We should keep the terror level.
That's my settle down ability. Charlie may pay 2 clue tokens to prevent the terror level from increasing by 1.
Nice.
When I complete my story, I pay 1 clue token.
Nice.
And it prevents it.
Okay, so the clue appears at the Unvisited Isle. So
the Unvisited Isle has not
been
busy.
Oh, I should.
You should pop in there.
I really should.
So don't anybody else go in there. Kill the mummy, and Ursula will try to get there in an it somehow.
Okay.
Well, movement.
Ursula or Charlie.
Okay, the track is going to be, Tyler,
yep. I need clue
hex white,
there,
yep.
Slash she's triangle really star black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. Hexes move on white. Are there any hexes?
Can we just get rid of hexes?
The hexes just disappeared, so there's no hexes. Unless one
there's
came
an
out.
X.
Yeah, okay, he came out. So he moves twice on white. Yay. The slashes move on black. The triangles, oh my god, ooh, and the stars also move, but there aren't any. So, we have 4 monsters here in the French Hill Streets, which is right where I'm on the other side of. This is going to be good times.
Good times. Yeah, fun times.
Okay.
Time to learn a new spell.
Yeah, it is. I can kill at least 1 or 2 of those monsters. Actually, you know what? I think the Daisy can kill 3 of those monsters.
I think I could probably kill this thing. Nightmarish one, it's bad.
It'll use up a lot of my stuff, but I can kill 3 of those monsters, I think.
3 successes, but I would get 4, 5, 6... 5 dice, 2 successes. Certainly possible.
Last but not least,
having left our adventurers on the precipice of a new turn, we've got a quick note for you before closing out this episode. If you want to get in on some gaming action sooner than the next carnage, the Green Mountain Gamers host their annual Winter Weirdness Game Day on January 14th in Barrie, Vermont. It's 12 hours of open play, so bring something cool or be ready to jump into a game. The link to the Winter Weirdness page will be in the show notes. Good gaming, everyone.
You've been listening to Carnage Cast, a production of NNEG LLC. All rights reserved. For more information, visit us at www.carnagecon.com.
Go ahead.
Oh boy.